This is the Autumn Miles Show. This is Autumn Miles. This is the show that is going to be airing February 23rd, 2016, The Significance of Faith. February 23rd, 2016. Hey, this is Autumn Miles with you today. Is Autumn Miles with you today? How are you doing out there, Dallas Metroplex? I hope you're having as good a day as I am. You know what? Some days are just you just feel it. Do you know what I'm saying? Anyone with me out there? Some days you just kind of feel it, and today is one of those days. We are going to talk about faith. Faith today. Now, this is one of my most favorite topics as a believer. Faith is so incredibly powerful. Stepping out in faith literally gives us access to the impossible. And I gotta be honest, man, there's been days when I had like itty bitty wimpy wimpy faith. And God has shown me over the years the benefit that faith is to the believer. So this is going to be one of my favorite shows. You know, just a little plug here, plug. We are all over social media. I am hearing back from you. As a matter of fact, I just checked some of my messages and had an incredible message of just encouragement and support. Thank you so much for listening out there. You know, we are committed to engaging our culture with bold truth. I am a bold woman and raw faith. I want to jump out there. I want to see what I can do when God backs me. I want to hear stories about what God does when God backs you. So you are going to engage the culture with bold truth and raw faith. So I invite you, as a matter of fact, I ask you to connect with us, social media, Autumn Miles, Facebook, Autumn Miles, Twitter, autumnmiles.com. We are going over a book I wrote, came out in 2014, but these are several topics that I just wanted to lay the foundation for the Autumn Miles Show with. You know, faith is the very foundation to the Christian life. You know, when we say yes to the Lord, we're saying yes in faith for what we don't see, but we know exists. So, you know, there has been, I went through a season of my life where my mindset was, God is too risky. It's interesting in this season of my life that I was a believer, became a believer at age 11. I asked Jesus to come into my life and to save me and to forgive me. I accepted his sacrifice and his resurrection and chose to place my trust in him. And let me just plug salvation out there. I am certainly not naive to the fact. I know there is power in this microphone. And even in this instant, I know some of you need Jesus. You don't need your problems fixed, so to speak. You need to find hope in the midst of your life. And let me tell you, that was the first faith step that I took that changed everything. And let me just push this out there. You know, we're bold truth over here, and some of you guys are going to like it, some of you are going to hate it. But have you been sitting in church your whole life and really not entered into a relationship with Christ? That is the first step of faith. So let me just put that out there today. Those of you that are searching and nothing is working, I just heard a story just this morning of a woman who was praying to saints and was asking saints for things. She looked at me in all sincerity and she said, you know, they never answered back. I was so intrigued by this conversation that I was having with her because she said they never answered back. And I was putting my faith in something that wouldn't answer back. And maybe that's you out there today driving, you know, going into your favorite restaurant, whatever it is. And you're putting your faith in something. It doesn't have to be a saint. It can be something else that's not answering you back. Well, I'm here to tell you today that you don't need a saint. You need a savior. And he is waiting. And he's standing there and he's knocking. He's saying, insert your name, whatever it is. Mine was, he called me out, Autumn. I know you need me. I'm here for you. And if that's you today, let me tell you, Jesus loves you. He's ready. His arms are open so wide. He knows you've tried everything and nothing has worked. And he is saying, I forgive you. And not only do I forgive you, I proved it with my sacrifice on the cross. Accept me today. I just challenge you, say that prayer in your spirit. Decide, choose, bring God into your life. Become a Christian. And that is the first act of faith that matters. It certainly was for me. After I transitioned and became a believer, you know, of course, Satan enters. And I've told my story. You know, I got married at a very young age to an abusive man. But for so long, I believed that my faith in God, just in my salvation, was enough. And it is enough. You know, it's enough to a point. But in order to live the Christian life, it's enough to begin a relationship with Christ. It's enough to go to heaven. Absolutely. But to walk the Christian life and to experience all God has for you, you must live a life of faith. And, you know, I remember talking to myself, I remember God just speaking to my spirit and asking me to do things. And my immediate response when I knew that God wanted me to step out in faith and act for him was, God is too risky. It's interesting. It's an interesting point when you will trust by faith God for eternal life, but you can't seem to trust God in your temporal life. I'm going to say that again. It's interesting when we trust God with our eternal life, but we do not trust God in our temporal life. You know, I know that there's a lot of Christians that do go to church, and maybe they made a commitment to Christ at an early age. But let me just ask you, are you still living that life of faith? Are you still stepping out in faith? You know, until you're dead, you should. You need to. Why? Because of what exactly what Hebrews 11:6 says. It's right in front of me. I mentioned this the first day of the show. And without faith, it is impossible to please him, God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is absolutely 100%, I'll paraphrase for a second, the rewarder of those who seek him. And without faith, it is impossible. I'm sorry if you've been in church for 30 years and you stepped out in faith 30 years ago. Well, guess what? You should have been stepping out in faith every time the Lord asks you to. Why? Because it is impossible to please God without faith. I think we've gotten so comfortable in our church walk. And, you know, I'm talking to me, you know, there's days where I'm super comfortable and, you know, I like to go to my church and I've got my people that I like to talk to and I got my place that I like to sit, you know, whatever. But if you're comfortable as a Christian, When was the last time you've stepped out in faith? Do you remember? Or have you just stuffed the request of God? Because maybe you're like me and maybe you think, you know, God, maybe you are like me, like I was. And you are telling yourself, you know, God is too risky. Yeah, I got a relationship with Christ to a point, so I can get into heaven. But you really don't have any intimacy with Christ because every time he asks something of you, your rebuttal is, but you're too risky, God. But what about this? And you analyze yourself out of the act of faith that actually could propel you to a new revelation of who God is. The problem that a lot of us have, and I have had it as well, is that we are safe in the realm of our own analysis. And our justification for not stepping out is actually hindering us from something that we do want, but we talk ourselves out of it because in the moment, it's too risky, it's too scary. Is that you today? Have you talked yourself out of something you know? God is saying, step out. I've got you. I back you. Have you talked yourself out of it? You know, no one's too old for faith. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. Look at the pages of scripture. You know, God used the youth and the aged to do amazing things for him. Oh, I love faith. Without faith, you have no chance of pleasing God. It is literally the blood to your spiritual body. It's what keeps your spiritual life alive. We need to believe that God is exactly who he says he is and that he will do just what he says he's going to do. No matter that request of God, he has already analyzed the steps that it's going to take to get you to the ultimate call that he has asked you to do. No matter the request, he will do what he says he is going to do. You know, if you're just joining us now, I'm so glad that you're with us today. We are talking about faith. I'm obsessed with faith. Some of my most loneliest moments have been when I've chosen faith. When my peers around me, those of course meaning very well, have looked at me and said, "Are you sure about this, Autumn? What are you really?" And I've said, "Yes, because God's called me to it." We are talking about faith, and I'm so glad that you are joining us. Romans 10:17. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, I have sort of, if you will, I have a formula straight from the word of God that is a way where you can feel secure in your faith. Now, let me unpack this verse. We already know, according to Hebrews, it's impossible to please God without faith. And maybe you've heard that verse. And I hope this is a refresher for you if you have. But this verse is so pivotal. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When we are in intimate relationship with God and we get in God's word and we dig into God's word and you hear the Holy Spirit saying, listen, in my case, I want you to jump out. I want you to start a women's ministry. You know, I want you to adopt two babies. Actually, God said adopt one. I did not know that two was part of the equation. I want you to step out and do this. God even told us a year and a half ago, build a new house. We only had two children at the time. And, you know, 4 months after our house started being built, we had four. So we needed a bigger house. And God told me several months before we ever got the babies, build a new house. But when I was in conversation with the Lord and my intimate time with him, and he spoke to my spirit, he would take me to the word. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I have taught this for years, and I will teach it until I die. Without confirmation from God's word, faith comes by hearing. And hearing how? By the word of God. Without confirmation from God's word, it is very hard to have expectation of what God is asking of us. Let me dive in to this a little bit. When God asks something of you, I believe you need to have scriptural confirmation to back up exactly what he is asking you. Because guess what? Holy Spirit, God, Jesus, all the same. And the Bible is the word of God. So none of those things are going to contradict themselves at all. So when God tells you something, you feel like he is asking you to step out in faith. God's word will solidify that call on your life. God's word will not confuse you, because he's not the author of confusion. It will 100% solidify that call that God is asking you to do. And it says it right here in Romans 17. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I love this. If you have a promise, you can believe that promise will happen when you have a passage of scripture to back it up. Let me give you an example, because I'm not talking about cherry picking. I'm not talking about going and seeking your own passage of scripture to back up whatever notion you need support in. I'm talking about, you know, when the Holy Spirit is speaking to you and asking God, reveal from your word, is this the direction that you want me to go? When you say, Lord, reveal, Lord, act, Lord, show, Lord, direct. He will back you up with a verse. When God called me to conference ministry, I was in the word. God had told me for several months, conference ministry, this is what I have for you. And I remember thinking, is that me or is that God? Is that what I want with my life? Or is that God? Now it wasn't really what I wanted, because I didn't have no money. I didn't have no connections. You know, some of you have heard this story that I shared the first week. I didn't have any of that, but I knew it was definitely not my idea. And I remember sitting, I was teaching through the armor of God to a bunch of, a group of young ladies. And I remember sitting, and saying, God, if this is what you want for me, back it up with your scripture. Show me, teach me. Give me something to stand on. And I opened up my Bible is actually laying open to Habakkuk 2:2-4. When it says in that passage, write the vision down. Make it plain on tablets. So those who read it, that they may run, for the vision is yet for the appointed time. It hastens towards the goal. Though it tarries, wait for it, for it will certainly come. That's what I'm talking about. In that moment when I saw that scripture, I knew 100% that God was calling me to conference ministry. Why? Because I had just prayed, Lord, confirm through your word, is this what you have for me? And I looked down and I had a passage that literally ministered to my soul in the very deepest part. And I knew. And guess what? 10 years later, it happened. I want you guys to get scriptural confirmation. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? Not by your mama, not by your grandmama. And we all love our grandmas out there. Not by your husband, not by your children. Hearing by the word of God. What is God asking you to do today? Back it up with some scripture. And then when you have rough days like I have had, you can go back to that scripture in your life and you can read it and you can be encouraged. No, God told me to step out. I've got scriptural confirmation. I've got a solid rock that I am standing on. God said, do it. On your worst day, it can turn into your best day when you review the promise of God directly in your specific situation. I want to go to Noah and the ark. Of course, we all know this. If you're joining us right now, we are talking about faith today, the significance of it. You absolutely cannot please God without faith. You can't. How do I know that? Hebrews 11:6. We're talking about faith, and we're going to go to Noah here for a second. I love the story of Noah. It is the first recorded act of faith in the Bible. And we know the story, okay? God came to Noah and he said, I want you to build an ark because everyone's definitely evil, okay? And we're going to read through this here for a second. But there was a pattern for faith that God gave us in the scripture. The first pattern, God spoke to Noah and gave him a reason for building the ark. Genesis 6:13. Then God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. And behold, I am going to destroy them with the whole earth. What was the reason? The reason was God was going to destroy the earth because the earth was evil. The next thing he did, God instructed Noah with the charge. Genesis 6:14. Make for yourself an ark of gopher wood. You shall make the ark with rooms and shall cover it inside and out with pitch. Listen, Noah, I need your help. Listen, everyone's super evil. So I'm going to destroy everybody. Here's your charge. I want you to make an ark. The third thing that God did was God directed Noah's action step. Genesis 6:15-17. This is how you shall make it. The length of the ark, 300 cubits, its breadth, 50 cubits, and its height, 30 cubits. You shall make a window for the ark. Well, that was nice. I love a window. And finish it to a cubit from the top and set the door of the ark in the side of it. And you shall make it with lower second and third decks. God directed Noah with an action step. Number four, God reaffirmed his plan to Noah. Behold, I am bringing the flood upon the earth to destroy all flesh. He reaffirmed, listen, everyone's going to die. In which is the bread of life from under heaven. Everything that is on the earth shall perish. Number five, God promised Noah a reward if he acted out in faith. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall enter the ark, and you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. I'm going to save you. There was a very specific order to faith, and that's exactly what happens in our life. There's a pattern for our faith. God is going to give us a reason for our faith. A reason, okay, hey, Autumn, a lot of women out there are hurting. A lot of women need to have some bold truth. A lot of women and men are hurting right now. There's the reason. There's the foundation. Number two, God is going to instruct you with the charge. Autumn, I want you to build a ministry. Autumn, I'm working in you to do this. I love that the Bible, if we get into it, there is patterns for everything. Number three, God directed Noah with an action. I want you to do the ark exactly this way. These are the specific things that I want you to put in the ark. Number four, God reaffirmed his plan. Typically, he has to reaffirm multiple times. Listen, this is what I have for you. This is why I want you to do what I want you to do. And number five, there's going to be a reward, Autumn. Insert your name. I'm not going to leave you. I promise you. I'm going to bless the work of your hands if you step out and if you do this. And of course, we know God did that with Noah. He gave him his life. Listen, the common denominator of where you put your faith is your focus. You can focus on your circumstances. You can focus on God. I want you to put your faith in God, not your circumstances or your comfort level. And we'll see what God will do. Thanks for joining me today. I am so glad that you are with us here at the Autumn Mile Show. I will see you tomorrow.